At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. So we are discussing now Mahadasha to Antardasha series. I've just finished the previous one. Before I get to this particular Mahadasha, just a quick note to all the new people here. Welcome. You can go to this channel playlist, especially the Vedic Astrology full audio book playlist, okay, with the EPDS for you to study. The full library is there for you to kickstart your journey on learning Jyotish. So Moon Mahadasha, full Antardasha sequence is for 10-year period. The Antardasha sequence follows in this manner. Moon to Moon goes to 10 months. Moon Mars, 7 months. Moon Rahu, 18 months. Moon Jupiter, 16 months. Moon Saturn, 19 months. Moon Mercury, 17 months. Moon Ketu, 10 months. Moon Venus, 20 months. Moon Sun, 6 months. If you notice the pattern, it follows the same years as the main Mahadasha, isn't it? These are the standard Vimshottari ratio scaled to 10-year Moon Mahadasha period. Okay. What is the essence of Moon Mahadasha? I've already covered this. You can go through that particular one. The Moon Mahadasha governs mind, emotions, security, mother, home, homeland, nourishment, psychology, memory, intuition, very high intuition, and public life. The Moon is an ultimate absorber, something like Mercury absorbs in mind, Moon absorbs in the emotional body. I've covered this. Taking in the energy of the house and the planets it interacts with. So you have to be careful which house the Moon sits in. It looks at that dominantly. Moon has a tendency of absorbing the qualities of their house. For example, Moon sits in the third house. Your mind will be constantly on the attention of what's going on with friends and neighbors. If Moon is in a 12th house, it'll keep going into the realm of subconscious mind, dream states, lots of dreams. Lot of good bedroom life, lot of sex life. You see, all the aspects of the 12th house will go on there, and so on. So wherever Moon is placed, that will be the driving force in this Mahadasha. If it sits in the ascendant, good luck, you know. It will make a lot of turmoil in the mind, unless you address this head on. This decade focuses on emotional evolution, family karma, mental patterns, and search for inner stability. Moon looks for what essentially? Moon looks for peace. So to begin with, the Moon Antardasha, which is for a period of 10 months. Again, beginning of any dasha, there is the Dasha Sandhi period. It'll feel like a void. But afterward, the first other planet kicks in, it sort of tends to straighten itself out. Core blend of Moon Mahadasha, heightened sensitivity, emotional saturation, nurturing, intuition, and memory release. The psychological field may show up as sentimentality, mood swings, nostalgia, emotional openness, craving comfort and safety, deep introspection. The karmic function here being mother-related karma, mother, motherland also. Emotional samskaras I've spoken of in the shorts, are the seed karma that sprouts when the timing is right. Early life imprints, subconscious patterns rise for healing and purification. Outer life events show up as home-centered events, caregiving, property matters. Moon is also a karaka of properties, the fourth house, Cancer. Emotional reconnections, public recognition linked to emotional work, shifts in domestic life might result in this period. Followed by Moon Mars Antardasha, which is for a period of 7 months. The core blend is of emotional assertiveness. Mars is very assertive. Conflict and conflict resolution. Passion and reactive instincts. The psychological field shows up as heightened irritability, impulsive reactions, all Moon and Mars combo, right? Emotional courage, desire to act quickly. Mars is very fast moving, wants action. Protective instincts over family or partner. Remember, Mars is protective about Moon. Traditionally, isn't it? Fourth place from Mars is Cancer in Aries. The Kalpurusha Lagna. Karmic function being involve anger, maternal conflict, conflict with people in your homeland, perhaps. Depends upon where Mars is placed, of course. Always for Mahadasha, Antardasha, you have to see the lords where they are placed. Domestic disputes, emotional boundaries activate, stored frustration surfaces. Outer life events may show up as property actions, household repairs, disputes, accidents, physical activities, surgery possibilities, competitive environments, and emotionally intense relationships. So quite a bit of intensity there in that. Moon Rahu Antardasha, now comes the headless guy. 18 months. 18 months of non-stop emotional nonsense, you might say. Emotional confusion, obsession, fantasy, psychological turbulence. Rahu creates turbulence wherever it goes. Well, it's shadow planet. Psychological field will give you heightened imagination, waves of anxiety, compulsive thinking, attraction to unconventional outcast kind of ideas, emotional overstimulation. The karmic function being illusions in emotional life. Whatever you are imagining other person will give you, for example. Past life attachments. Foreign karmas, people, karmas of people from other lands other than your own. Psychological shadow material surface for correction. Outer life events may be sudden moves, sudden foreign travel, drastic emotional situations, relationship drama, unexpected public events, fame fluctuations, and mother-related upheavals. Quite a bit of tough spot there, isn't it? Moon Jupiter Antardasha follows thereafter for 16 months, which has an energy of emotional expansion, nurturing wisdom, blessings. Guru brings in the relief, stability, teaching, family growth. Moon plus Jupiter gives a lot of focus on the family front, optimism, emotional maturity, desire to nurture, harmony in the mind, spiritual intuition, generosity, clearer thinking. That's what this will give you. Karmic function bring dharma karmas in the family, teaching, children, all karaka of Jupiter. Emotional maturity activate. Emotional wounds are healed through wisdom. Very big key right there. Outer life events, marriage, childbirth, relocation to better homes, family blessings, spiritual learning, counseling roles you might get into, public respect and protective outcomes. So after that headlessness of Rahu, some relief, isn't it? Then comes Moon Saturn Mahadasha for a period of 19 months. Saturn, put all the karaka of Saturn, emotional pressure, responsibility, heaviness, karmic correction through discipline. Saturn is a disciplinarian. Psychological field may be period of melancholy, periodic sadness, emotional withdrawal. Saturn is a very melancholic planet. Realism, maturity, desire for stability, reduced impulsivity, stronger boundaries. Karmic function being debts, responsibilities, family duty, long-term emotional karmas activate. Emotional detachment and resilience are learned. Outer life events can show up as career pressure, caring for elders, delays in family matters, property issues, financial caution, emotional tests, endurance building circumstances. This is followed by Moon Mercury Antardasha for 17 months. Core blend is emotional, intellectualized emotion. Now, Mercury tends to put everything in the mind. Mercury plus Moon, both are mind but different aspects. I've spoken about this before, isn't it? Both are traders. But Moon trades for emotion, Mercury trades just for selfishness of money. Communication of feelings, mental reorganization. Psychological field is one of curiosity, talkative emotional processing, overthinking emotional issues, need to express feelings through writing or speech. The karmic function here involves siblings. Mercury is a karaka of siblings, communication, education, nervous system, even skin issues might come up strongly. But since it's Moon, it's more of nervous system. Contracts, emotional logic arise for refinement. Outer life events might show up as travel, communication work, agreements, education projects, public speaking, writing, problem solving. Emotional insights become structural knowledge. This is followed by Moon Ketu Antardasha. Now, Ketu will keep cutting off stuff. Emotional release, dissolution of attachments, spiritual clarity. Psychological field is withdrawal, solitude, introspection, all karka of Ketu. Emotional thinning, minimalism, intuitive awakenings, disinterest in drama. Mother karma dissolves. Mother Moon Ketu may cut you off from your mother. Childhood imprints detach. Illusions around emotional security collapse. Past life emotional baggage clears. Outer life events, how they will show up as separations, relocations of homeland, loss of attachments, symbolic endings, spiritual retreats, emotional purification, simplified living. Ketu loves simplicity. Moon and Venus follows thereafter, Antardasha for a period of 20 months. This brings about emotional harmony, love, romance, comfort, beauty, pleasure, creativity. After the monk-like attitude of Ketu, you follow all the Venus-like abundance. Strange, isn't it? Psychological field is one of softness, affection, desire for closeness, creativity, romantic sensitivity and emotional refinement. Karmic function being relationship karmas, emotional desire patterns, self-worth and comfort-seeking tendencies come to resolution or fulfillment. Outer life events show up as marriage prospects, Moon and Venus, romantic healing, home decoration, luxury purchases, creative success, childbirth, wealth gains and family happiness. Lastly, it ends with Moon Sun Antardasha for a period of 6 months. Illumination of emotional truth, ego meets emotion, clarity arises through tension. Psychological field being stronger self-awareness, emotional dignity, desire for recognition, conflict between emotional needs and personal pride. Karmic function being mother-father karmas, Moon and Sun interact. You might see a lot of things going on between your mom and dad. Emotional conditioning meets identity karma. Imbalance between ego and emotional body gets corrected. Outer life events show up as career-family balancing acts, shifts in public image. Sun is public image. Capricorn, 10th house. Think Cancer and Capricorn opposite to each other. Parent-related duties, promotions, emotional confrontations that produce clarity. This is the general environment of Moon Mahadasha and Antardasha sequence. If you don't know what this whole thing is and if you want some reading of a kind, you can get in touch with me over email. But this channel gives you twofold advantage. One is you can learn everything yourself and like a do-it-yourself also, or you can get in touch and get some counseling also. Both are possible. In the meantime, stay safe and be careful. Have an awesome day. I will see you in the next Mahadasha Antardasha. Take care. Bye-bye.